ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting mobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. And we are doing a demo right now on Ustream TV. Of course, that's a variation of Facebook. Next week, we'll throw in all the video highlights, this and that, but I wanted to get some of the bugs ironed out this week, so we're doing a live broadcast, hopefully, as I speak right now, on Facebook.com/Ring Talk, and of course, go to the Ustream button. But we are live, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Special show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll talk about the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, MMA going big last week in Japan, Sayanama, Japan. No question about that. I mean, Ben Henderson took the lightweight championships, 155 pounds away from Frankie Edgar with a five-round decision. Some people thought Edgar won. I watched a fight. I didn't think he won. I thought that Ben Henderson did enough. He outlanded him. They call him strikes. He landed more strikes than him. I thought he controlled the octagon, better ring generalship or octagon generalship, better defense. All in all, I thought Ben Henderson was a better fighter, and of course, he was a slight underdog going into that. The former world extreme cage fighting lightweight champion now holds a title in two different organizations. Of course, the WBC went sort of kaput after the UFC bought them. Speaking of the UFC, Quentin Jackson, a loser last week, didn't make the weight again. I mean, what's up with him? I can't understand. Said he hurt his knee, showed up to Japan, talking all that smack, and was nothing. Anyway, I'll go through the UFC 144 results, the FX results last night on FX TV, and of course we'll bring in Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle Kingsbury, at about 25 minutes past the hour. We'll talk about the Strikeforce card tonight on Showtime. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke down Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Music from the A-Team, of course, the TV show that turned into a movie in which Quentin Jackson was involved in. Of course, Quentin Jackson didn't do too well last week against my next guest, good friend. Of course, I'm talking about the great Kyle Kingsborough. Kyle, good to have you on the show again.
Great to be back.
All right, now you told me that Brian Rader, is that his name?
Brian Bader.
Brian, you told me that he was going to beat Quentin Jackson, and he beat Quentin Jackson pretty easily. Of course, Quentin's going to claim he had injuries and this and that, but the bottom line is he survived that one power bomb, and man, I thought that power bomb usually like just puts guys out, knocks them out, but he survived that one power bomb, came back, won the unanimous decision. You got to give him some props there.
Yeah, he definitely had a – sorry about these dogs here.
Is that Quentin Jackson barking in the background?
Yeah, he's a little disturbed after battling through that knee injury that he's talking about here. But, you know what's funny is I thought Ryan was going to win, and he came out and he did everything we wanted him to. You know, he had a great camp where he worked really hard, and he worked on takedown, setting up his takedowns a little bit better, not having to shoot from the outside, being able to work inside and keeping his long range there as far as using the jab and dropping that big right hand when he can, but just setting stuff up, really. And that's what he did. He did it the whole fight, kept Rampage kind of off guard, didn't let him get his feet set, and he beat him fair and square. You know, he did it, and you look at Rampage with all the excuses, the knee injury and all that stuff, now you hear he's doing TRT, and it's just like, come on, man. You know, just admit you lost, give the guy credit. Give Ryan credit.
Yeah, Ryan Bader, of course, winning now 14-2. Rampage Jackson dropping to 33-9. Have we seen the end of Rampage Jackson? He had talked about retiring about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I had a conversation with a very close friend of his. He was saying that had he lost, was he worried to lose in Japan, he would retire. I mean, he's past his peak. Is he living off his name now?
A lot of guys, you know, when they get later in their career, they just fight for the payday. And there's nothing wrong with that, if that's what he's doing. But in listening to him in the press conference after the fight, he says he's got renewed vigor and that he wants to come back and he wants to fight at least a couple more years, that he feels like he's got some energy left in the tank and that he wants to continue on with his career. So, you know, a lot of people's opinions were that Rampage was going to put everything he had into his last title shot with John Jones, and then if he lost that, he wouldn't really see the same Rampage. Now, I don't know if that is necessarily true with his fight with Bader or not, but, you know, he did come in overweight, and that's not typical of him. You know, I know he blamed his testosterone usage and things like that for the weight gain, but really, it comes down to discipline and you know, he's probably not the same disciplined fighter he was when he was fighting for titles back in the day.
I got a question for you. You brought up the testosterone. Do you think guys that have taken steroids in the past, do you think you should be able to take testosterone replacements?
Well, that's the whole catch-22 about the whole situation is that all you have to do is go get tested, and if your testosterone's low, then they write you the prescription, and then you get the exemption, and you're all good. The problem with that is that they're not just testing regular Joe Blow who works 48 hours a week, you know, sitting behind a desk. They're testing professional athletes, and odds are, you know, the chances, the reasons their testosterone has dropped is because they've been using stuff in the past. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to point the finger and make accusations and all that stuff, so I'm not going to do that. Rampage has been the same size his whole career, so I'm not going to say, you know, this guy's clearly taken stuff like that in the past, and that's why. He is an older individual, so he may be one of the very few that actually has a legit reason for TRT. Dan Henderson being another guy who's openly taking TRT, and he's an older guy as well. So, you know, those two guys might have actual reason. They might have actual low testosterone. And if the commission's going to allow it, then that's kind of what you have to go on. You know, if the commission says, no, we don't care who you are, then that's all there is to it. But if with what they're doing right now is saying that it's okay as long as the doctor says it's okay, then you can't blame the guys for going and doing it.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, he is a UFC light heavyweight contender. He's 205 pounds. The main event last week, Frankie Edgar, now 14-2-1, lost a decision after five-minute rounds with Ben Henderson, who's now 16-2. Scores are 49-46 twice and 48-47. Dana White, the president of UFC, thought that Edgar won. I thought that Henderson won. What'd you think?
Well, I was there live, and I thought it could have gone either way. I immediately said to the guys in the locker room, whoever they give it to, I'm not going to be disappointed with it. But I did think Henderson did more damage, you know, and one of the things Joe Rogan had kept saying during the fight was, look at Frankie Edgar's face, look at Benson Henderson's face. Now, I know that's not typical of how the UFC scores fights, but that's how they did it in Pride, and you know, they went based on damage done. And you know what? If you're fighting in the street, that's what you do. You look at the guy, you don't say, oh, he was on top longer, or he, you know, he had more punches total, or any of that stuff. You look at one guy's face, you look at the other guy's face, and you see who got the butt kicked. And it looked like Benson Henderson had done most of the damage, and I think he deserved to win the fight.
Okay. Let's talk about The Ultimate Fighter. It's, of course, the longest-running reality TV series in history now. Been going since 2005. March 9th, that's Friday, March 9th, they're going to come back with their debut. And, of course, Uriah Faber and Dominic Cruz, who will eventually fight later this year, they are the coaches. 32 guys starting off in this. This looks like a bunch of hungry guys, starving fighters. Is that what you call these guys?
That's exactly what I was when I got on The Ultimate Fighter. It's funny because you always hear guys complaining once they get on the show about, oh, man, I miss my girlfriend, miss my wife, this and that. I went from working 40 hours a week and still training twice a day, you know, getting home at 3:30 a.m., getting up at 9 a.m. I had no sleep, no food, no nothing. And you get on the show, and you're completely taken care of. They pay you to be there. You live in a nice house. All of your food, everything's covered. You know, you can get sashimi-grade ahi tuna every night for dinner if you want. It's all covered. So when you look at it that way, and you get to basically live and train like a UFC fighter who's made it already, you know, it's really, I mean, the juice is worth the squeeze, and it's definitely worth doing it. So I'm excited for these guys, and I think, you'll see the guys on camera who want to be there will thrive, and the guys who complain and whine about being there, they're gonna fall.
Okay. Who wins, Dominic Cruz or Uriah Faber? I got to go with Cruz on that.
I go with Cruz as well. I think he's the more versatile fighter. He definitely knows how to use his range, and I think he's inside Uriah's head a little bit. You know, I think seeing that last fight and how much John they do back and forth going up to it. But really, I'm very impressed with Dominic Cruz. He's extremely well-rounded. He knows how to use his range, and I think he's just got Uriah's number.
Okay, Friday, March 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, folks. That is the beginning of the Ultimate Fighter series. Of course, that is a 16. There'll be 16 fights to start off with, and then basically they'll dwindle it down to two. There'll be two guys fighting at the end for the championship of the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, that'll be on Fuel TV, the new cable channel of the UFC. Speaking of cable TV, last night, FX Cable, we'll talk about that with Kyle Kingsbury after the break, but FX Cable going pretty live last night from Sydney, Australia. The UFC went from, get this, they went from Japan last week straight to Sydney, Australia. I mean, these guys are traveling all over the world. It's not a traveling circus. It's the best traveling show on the planet in the world of mixed martial arts. We're talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. If you'd like to join Kyle and I, our toll-free phone line is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Darkest of night with the moon shining red. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
Superfly, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The late Curtis Mayfield, of course, from the 1972 black exploitation movie, Superfly. It's pretty cool. I dug it. Dug that in Superfly TNT as well. The late Ron O'Neill passed in 2008 from a form of liver or pancreatic cancer. Last night, FX Cable was the main event, but wait, let me tell you, the UFC is not, they're not messing around. They did a prelim at 265 pounds heavyweights. That was on Facebook first. That was Sean Jordan defeated Ollie Thompson with a TKO at 353 of round number two. Then they went to the preliminary card. That was on Fuel TV. Daniel Pineda beat Mackens Schmeiser with a submission, a triangle armbar at 205 of round number one. Then TJ Wallenberger beat Jake Hecht via submission armbar at 55 seconds of round number one. Andrew Craig beat Kyle Noki. That was a unanimous nod. Steven Stiller beat Cole Miller. That was a unanimous nod as well. Anthony Perosh beat Nick Penner via TKO at 459 of round number one. Remember, in the UFC and Strikeforce and MMA for generally, rounds are 5 minutes long. And the last prelim on Fuel TV was James Tehuna taking on Aaron Rose. It was a TKO of round in round number one at 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Now, the main event was quite interesting. Martin Campin defeated Thiago Alves for a submission with a guillotine choke at 412 of round number three. That was an exciting fight to me, Kyle.
That was an incredibly exciting fight, especially because I'm buddies with Martin Campin, and I was pulling for him the whole fight. And really, other than the first 2 minutes, it was all Thiago Alves. So just, you know, seeing him pull off the win that way late in the fight where he really needed to finish him to get the victory, that was huge. Very exciting.
What's next for Campin? Do you have any ideas?
It's hard to tell, really. He's taken on everybody they've asked him to, and it was just like they said on the broadcast. You know, he could be 6-0 if the judges had seen it his way in a couple of those close fights. I thought he had won those fights, even though his opponents got the victories. You know, he could fight anybody at this point. They could give him Carlos Condit. It's going to be a while before GSP's back, and I know, you know, the promotion's definitely going to have Condit fight again. He wants to fight again. He doesn't want to just wait for GSP, so you're going to see somebody get that nod to go ahead and fight for the interim championship with Carlos Condit, and why not Campin? He certainly has the pedigree, and he's fought the big-name guys and has the big-name victories.
Speaking of big-name guys, we came in with an introduction of Mauricio Shogun Rua beating Quentin Jackson back in the Pride days. Now, Shogun Rua lost to Dan Henderson in November down there in San Jose, California. It was probably the fight of the year. I mean, it was just, wow. What more can I say than that? Do you know what's next up for Mr. Henderson?
Well, they've been talking. You know, he waited. They offered him the fight with Alexander Gustafsson April 14th as the headliner in Stockholm, Sweden, and he turned that down to wait and see what would happen with Rashad Evans in his last fight against Phil Davis. And obviously Rashad won. So now he has the title shot to go ahead and fight his former teammate, John Jones. Had Rashad lost, they probably would have given the title shot to Henderson, but because of that, he's kind of in limbo right now, and they're not really sure what to do with him. He's late in his career. He doesn't want to necessarily wait to see, you know, he doesn't want to wait for the title shot, mm-hmm. which he could definitely do. I know he wants to fight again before that, but who else is there to fight, really? He's got to fight, you know, only big-name guys at this point in his career, Maybe a fight with Machida, something like that, could definitely happen. But there's very few guys in the division that are worthy of a fight with him.
Okay, although Dan Henderson walks around about 203, 205 pounds, cutting to 185 would kill him, huh?
He said quite often that he hates cutting down a middleweight. He feels much stronger. He loves fighting a light heavyweight. And, you know, anytime a guy has success there, it's hard to argue with him, you know, where he should fight, where he's supposed to fight based on his size. Same deal with Frankie Edgar. You know, yeah, he's a true 145er. I think he said he walks around at 155, 156 right before he fights in light heavyweight, you know. So, really, he should be fighting at 145. But with how well he's done at 155, how can you argue with him? So, same thing with Dan Henderson. I mean, he's done so well at light heavyweight. He didn't need to cut to 85.
Okay, now you brought up Rashad Evans and John Jones. John Jones is a tall, lean guy, and I think he's one of the best, if not the best fighter in MMA right now. I mean, he seems to have all the skills, all the tools, the physical attributes, the right mental attitude. Is Rashad Evans in for a licking here?
Everybody's been talking about that fight, and I got to tell you, if anybody's going to beat John Jones, it's Rashad Evans. Number one, they know each other, so they know what to expect. They've had, you know, tons of sparring. But at the same time, Rashad stylistically is a problem for anybody in that division. He's just as fast and athletic as anybody. And he's got the wrestling pedigree to get Jones and put him on his back. And he certainly has the right striking skills to be able to get inside and put hands on him and knock him out. He's got power. He can. We've seen the fight with Sean Salmon where he knocked out Sean Salmon with a head kick. He's knocked out guys with his hands before. And he's the most well-rounded fighter in the 205 division. He could definitely go in there and get the win.
Okay, we're talking about Rashad Evans, of course, challenging John Jones later this year for the UFC light heavyweight. That's 205-pound championship. Rashad Evans, former champion. John Jones, the current rage in the light heavyweight division. How tall is he, 6'4"?
Jones is 6'4", but that's not really what makes him such a hassle. What makes him such a hassle is he has the longest reach in the UFC history, with 84.5-inch reach. So you take that into account. There's heavyweight Stefan Struve, who is nicknamed Skyscraper. He's a super tall guy. You know, he's like 6'10 or something like that. He doesn't even have an 84.5-inch reach like Jones does. So that's really where the problem comes in with most of these guys. It's just such length in his arms. He can keep a guy away and put hands on him. And proof is in the pudding. You've seen him walk through guys like Shogun Hua. He is legit. But his reach is what makes him so dangerous.
Okay. And their last fight, and take it back, the last fight for both these guys, Cain Velasquez came in with a bad knee. Junior Dos Santos came in with a broken foot. Both these guys fought each other. You know, in boxing, that would never happen. These guys would find an excuse to weasel out of the fight because they were hurt. But these two guys fought hurt. That's an incredible testimony to their intestinal fortitude.
Well, it certainly is, but it also comes down to, you know, the company. You know, there's big pressure to fight for these big shows, and them being the main event for the first Fox show ever really put a lot of pressure on them to continue on and make sure that nobody pulled out of that fight. And they came out there, and, you know, Kane's my teammate. I know he could do a lot better than that, but he'll be back. And either way, the show got to see an exciting finish, and fans got to see a big knockout, and that's what they want. So everybody's got to be happy with that other than Kane. Kane will be back, so no worries there.
Demetrius Johnson and Ian McCall fought last night. I think Johnson got a split decision or majority decision. I thought McCall won the fight. What'd you think?
Well, I thought McCall won the fight, no question.
I mean, there was a lot of controversy in Demetrius. I think McCall just stormed out of the octagon, didn't even wait around for a post-fight interview. And I don't blame him, because I thought they basically put a gun to his head and stole the fight. Kyle? Let's get Kyle back on the line. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This hour we're talking MMA. Tomorrow morning we'll have a split hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll go with the half boxing and half MMA. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live on the Internet. And you can check out all the online stuff on how to listen to the show online by checking out my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. We're talking UFC FX2 last night. It took place on FX Cable. Of course, as I said, a preliminary on Facebook and then some of the prelims on Fuel TV. And now we're talking about the fights that were on the main event, the main card, and that was on FX Cable. You know, FX Cable is doing like 5 million people. That's far better than what Spike was doing as far as numbers are concerned, Kyle.
Yeah, FX, they said they predicted FX was going to do a lot better than Spike before we saw the first fights on FX. But really, I think, you know, this is just scratching the tip of the iceberg. As Fox continues to market the sport and more people start to watch it, you're going to see the FX shows grow, and you're going to see Fuel really grow.
Well, Fuel TV is their best shows. Their highest rated shows have been nothing but UFC shows, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. We're going to talk Strike Force. There's a Strike Force card tonight, I believe, from Columbus, Ohio. We'll talk about that with King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight contender. When Ring Talk returns, of course, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Oh! He got rocked.
He's hurt.
He's hurt. It's all over. Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Yeah, that old 60 series in the time tunnel. Not going back in time. We're talking about the future, folks. Of course, tonight, Strike Force is on Showtime, and they've got chicks on top. And anytime chicks fight, people laugh when I say this. But women put forth more effort, I think, than the men do, because they've got to prove themselves. They're in a male-dominated sport, talk about MMA, and they really go out there and they really try to prove themselves. Tonight, Miesha Tate takes on Ronda Rousey. Talk to me about that. 135-pound Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, goes to UFC light heavyweight contender. Kyle, Tate and Rousey, bad blood between these two girls. I've seen them talking smack all week. This is making for a good main event.
Well, I like the hype going into it, but I got to be honest, I think it's going to be pretty lopsided. I think Rousey's going to go in there and just smash the crap out of Tate. She's, you know, I think the only woman in U.S. history to medal in the Olympics in judo, and she trains, if I'm not mistaken, with Cesar Gracie, the same guys, Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz, Gilmer Melendez, Jake Shields, all every guy just named there is extremely good jiu-jitsu guy. So she's going to have one of the best ground games, if not best ground, you know, best ground game out of all the women fighting right now. And the fact that her judo background will allow her to get to the ground, and then she'll have the skills to finish it on the ground. I don't see the fight being very back and forth. I definitely think Rousey's going to go in there and put it to Tate.
Okay, before we get back to the Showtime card, did the UFC fly you guys out there on one of Lorenzo Fertitta's private jets to Japan last week? Did you pay your own dime?
Well, it was neither. We thankfully had three flights, but we flew coach like the rest of the fighters. The only people who get to fly on the private jet are the, you know, the brass, the head honchos,
the vice presidents, and them. Because I know Mark Ratner flies on a private jet. Now, did they go straight from Japan to Sydney, Australia, or did they come back to the States first?
Most of the guys go straight over to Sydney. A few come back to the States, but most of them go just straight from there. It's a shorter flight.
Man, what a week this has been for the UFC. I mean, they're getting it on. Of course, Strikeforce, as I said, going tonight on Showtime, and is Miesha Tate in the main event. Ronda Rousey's supposed to romp on her, so this ain't even going the distance, huh?
No, I definitely ain't going the distance. I think, the better Tate can do striking, that might prolong the fight, but really I don't think there's any way she's going to win the fight. I think the longer it goes, the odds are still in Rousey's favor, and it's just a matter of time before she gets to the mat and finishes her.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the UFC light heavyweight contender, is 205 pounds. Of course, I want to remind you that The Ultimate Fighter is coming up, the debut of The Ultimate Fighter. That'll be on FX Cable this Friday night, March 9th. Check your TV listings for that. But it'll be a 13-week series, and it's going to be a hell of a card. I mean, you've got Uriah Faber in one corner, Dominic Cruz in the other. They don't like each other. They fought before. They're going to fight again. So this is just setting up the big fight between them. That'll probably happen in July of this year. Now back to the strike. Oh, I want to mention your buddy Jake Shields won last week.
Yeah, that was a huge, huge victory for him. He did go in and he's been to Japan plenty of times before, so it wasn't new territory for him. But fighting the guy as loved and hated, but, you know, just as popular overall in Japan, in Sekiyama, that was a huge victory for him. And plus, Sekiyama had made his first cut down to 170, so he was absolutely huge. If you saw the fight, the guy looked like a Greek god. You know, he just carved out of granite, perfect tan. He's a model. You know, he's just an incredible athlete. And Jake was able to go in there and get the victory. So that was a huge win for him. Very happy for him.
Okay. I'm looking at something. We're going to go through the preliminary prelims on Showtime Extreme tonight. Of course, that's Showtime Championship Boxing. Usually now it's Showtime Strikeforce MMA. But the bottom line is Showtime's got a great card tonight, topped by Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey. And as I said, Kyle said that Rousey's going to win this one in a rout. But Ryan Couture taking on Conor Hoon. Now, Ryan Couture is what, the son of Randy Couture?
That's correct.
Does the apple fall far from the tree here, or is this just a guy with a name?
Well, the deal with Ryan is that he's still coming up. You know, it's one thing. You can't compare him to his dad just yet, because very early on in his career, he's still green. He still has a lot to learn. But one of the good things about him is that he's trained by his father. He's trained by his father's coaches. So he's surrounded by all this great talent. He trains, of course, out in Las Vegas at Extreme Couture's. And he's just got all these great guys to work with. So you're really seeing him improve a lot from fight to fight. And he's going to continue to improve.
Wasn't Randy Couture's wife going to take a couple fights as well?
I don't know if he's married to her still, but she had, yeah, I think it's the ex-wife at this point.
Yeah.
But she was, what was her name? Kim Sugar-Free Couture. I think Sugar-Free was her nickname. That always cracked me up. But she's had her ups and downs. I don't think she fared too well in MMA. She obviously was just really milking the name for these big fights. And as far as I remember, she had lost all her big fights.
Okay. Ryan Couture, of course, that's going to be 155 pounds against Conor Hoon. Roger Bowling and Brandon Sailing, they'll open up the Extreme Showtime Extreme card. That's at 170 pounds. Couture is at 155. Carlos Fodor versus Pat Healy, 155. What can you tell me about those guys?
I couldn't tell you anything. I haven't heard of either of them.
Okay, good enough. They're going to be on the Showtime Extreme card. What about Sarah Kaufman and Alexis Davis? Now, listen, I got to say this, and it goes for in boxing and it goes in MMA. Chicks try harder because they really want to impress.
I would agree with that, just in the sense that they want to go out. It really comes down to, can they battle their nerve? Because the nervousness for any fighter, man or woman, is still going to be there. And a lot of these times, you see somebody their first time on TV, people talk about the UFC jitters. You know, Rampage Jackson even had it his first fight in the UFC. It could come across and make you fight like crap, you know. So it'll be interesting to see the women fighting. Are they going to put forth a ton of effort? Yeah, no question. But if they're nervous to the point where it affects them in the fight, then you're going to see, you know, the tightened body when they're trying to strike and shooting from the outside instead of setting up a takedown and shooting inside. Those kind of things will shine, and it'll make them look worse than they are, technically speaking. So, but the ones who can battle their nerves, they come in calm and collected, then you get to see them really shine. So it'll be interesting to see who's able to battle their nerves and come in relaxed and really showcase their talent, and who's going to come in nervous, it being the first big, you know, women headlining the main event, that kind of stuff, and a lot of women on the card. We'll see who can battle those nerves.
You know, the great Vince Lombardi, former Super Bowl coach of the Green Bay Packers, he said, fear is a great motivating factor. I had 52 fights, won 7 championships as an amateur, and I got to tell you this, when I wasn't scared, something was wrong. I mean, I was scared all the way up until, I think the anxiety in the dressing room, I don't know about you, but the anxiety in the dressing room sort of like, that's what gets me. I would rather just go show up to the arena, warm up, and go out there and fight. But sometimes you had to wait an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours in the dressing room. And that's when my anxiety levels would peak. But once the bell rang, all that anxiety stuff was out the window.
Yeah, the longer you have to wait, the worse it is. You know, sometimes they tell you to get there really early, depending which venue it's at. They want you there early, or depending on what's going on in the city, if it's going to be hard to get you moved from the hotel over to the arena. So there's a lot that goes into that, but definitely, I agree with you entirely about that. The longer you have to wait, the harder it is. Same thing goes with the weigh-ins the day before. You know, if they get us there really early and we got to wait around on weight, then that's just there's a lot more anxiety that builds from that than is necessary.
I remember one time fighting at the Concord Pavilion, the scale wasn't ready. In other words, the scale was broken. They had to send out to some small gym in Concord for the scale, and I was weighing 139 pounds, which is obviously an incredible weight to make at 5'9". But the bottom line is I was 139 pounds, and they made us wait an hour and a half for the scale to come back. And you should have heard me swearing and cussing and screaming. And I was the only one pitching a bitch on this one. These other guys, you know, they were just content to be there. But I was defending my Golden Glove championship, so it meant a lot to me. And I had strained and struggled to make the weight, but I was going berserk waiting an hour and a half for that scale.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet a lot of those other guys are just as pissed as you were, but might have been taking the route of just closing their eyes and trying to imagine themselves in a nice, safe place and then complaining about it. But I'm with you. For every extra hour we got to wait sometimes to get on the scale, it drives me nuts. It's always, you know, it's not an easy cut for me to get down to 205. I always tell myself it's easy, and I always make weight, but never miss weight. But at the same time, you know, it's just a pain in the ass getting the weight off. And the longer you have to wait, down at the weight you're cutting to, the worse it is and the harder it is on your body. So if it's just coming down to everybody else doing their job right, then I'm going to make sure they do their job right so we can get on the scale and get our weight back on.
You know, one time we were going to the Concord Pavilion to fight. I forget what year it was, the second or third year I won the championship in a row. But I think I eat brown rice and broccoli for a couple of days, and I was down in weight, hadn't drinking any water. And my trainer took the wrong Ignacio Valley Road. There's two Ignacio Valley Roads. One's in Walnut Creek and one's in Concord. So he took the one in Walnut Creek. When I realized he took the wrong exit, I started screaming at him and swearing I was laying on the back seat, got out of the car, said, "I'm going to McDonald's to eat. Screw you, screw the fight, the whole nine yards." Well, I went over to McDonald's. I had no money in my pocket. So obviously I couldn't eat. And the trainer was waiting for me outside. He goes, "I knew you had no money." He goes, "What could you eat?" And I said, "You get back in the car and shut up." So I got back in the car, I shut up, went in there and weighed in and won, of course. And that's when we used to weigh us in 2 hours before a fight, Ryan. It wasn't, Kyle, it wasn't like they weighed us in the day before. We had to weigh in like 2 hours before.
Wow.
And that was tough. That was definitely tough. So tell me about KJ Nunes and Josh Thompson. Who's going to win that one at 155 pounds tonight?
Well, you know, again, here's a biased opinion because Josh Thompson is a teammate of mine, of course, at AKA in San Jose. And Josh is a friend, too. You know, he's not a guy I train with just for the fact that he's a 155er. But he's a close friend. And I think he's got this in the bag just because one of the things Thompson's had to deal with later on in his career, you know, these past couple of years is injury. And really, you've seen him fight injured or have to pull out of a fight because the injury was too serious. This has been one of the few camps I've seen him go through. And, of course, he's got the little things that he's, you know, nicked up here and there. But for the most part, he's relatively healthy. And this is the healthiest I've seen him going into a fight. So I'm very excited for him to get in there and showcase everything he's been working on these past few years. It's hard to tell if a guy's improved or not if he goes in there hurt, because you see him having to favor something, you know. But now he's going to go in there healthy, and really you're just going to see a completely new fighter. You're going to see the guy who wants to get back and have that rubber match with Gilbert Melendez, and whether it's in UFC or Strikeforce or not, eventually I know he wants to get to that position, and I think he can beat Gilbert when they have that final third set fight. So this is just one of those fights to get him back there and get him back in the mix for one of the top 10 lightweights in the world.
He's a great fighter and even greater analyst, and I can see him working behind the mic when his UFC day's over. Of course, I'm talking about the great King Kyle Kingsbury. I call him Triple K. Triple K, have a great weekend, man. Enjoy the fights tonight on Strikeforce.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Pedro. You too, brother.
All the best. Kyle Kingsbury, folks, UFC light heavyweight contender. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Don't forget, it's special mixed show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Half boxing, half MMA. This music is brought to you by East Bay Soul and Greg Adams, and they just released their second CD. So check them out, eastbaysoul.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. for new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
The baritone sax of the funky doctor himself, Stephen Mackenzie Koop, of course, the co-founder of Tower of Power, along with Emilio Castillo. I'll have Emilio on next week's show, next Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk boxing, a little Tower of Power, of course, Tower of Power, the house band, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We air Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, we'll have a special Sunday edition. It'll be Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk MMA and boxing. That's right, MMA and boxing Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the Internet, and you check out all that stuff, all the info, how to link into the show online, all the links. It's all got it going on. We're talking about at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. I'm very excited about tonight's Showtime Strikeforce card, and, of course, the Ultimate Fighter coming up this Friday, March 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Got some great fighters on the card, 32 in all. Can't go through the entire list, but I got to tell you, this is going to be a great season. Season 13 of The Ultimate Fighter debuts this Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live on FX Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Check me out on the web at ringtalk.com or on Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk. Until next week, until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, thanks to my great producer, the great Scott Cuddy. 'Cause I love-